But they have done mostly wrong things to each other, to other tribes. That's the reason why they were sent out to be treated better and be taught the right way. I have known quite a few stories about Fort Sumter's time. My grandfather used to say that they have learned how to raise good crops of corn. They learned how to do many things. This is the story of the Navajo people. They said they had been treated good, the army has been feeding them the right food, and they had to learn how to do all these things. This is where they learned a good lesson. So I think most of the Navajos are telling the right story of their times. Myself, I didn't went to school. I don't even know how to talk English. I am very sorry that I didn't learn how to talk English in a way of today. There are a lot of people about my age that are talking pretty good English. So I think my people had done the wrong thing to me with not sending me to school. They have spoiled my life, but it's all right. I'm getting old now. Well, let's not talk about it because it's too late anyway, but at the same time, during the time of when the people came back from Fort Sumter's, they were told to put their children in school, which most of them had put their children in school. So they have sent some policemen out. They hire some Navajo policemen to find some children to send to school all over the reservation around Fort Defiance area and Tohatchee. The time when this policeman was looking for children, my folks used to hide me away when they see the policemen coming. So this is the way my people had done to me. They have hided me from a good living place. So that's why I say they have done wrong to me. If they didn't, I would learn my ways of better living. So I don't know what to say. But unlike with other people who has been to school, they are helping their people so that they can have a better way of living. From Fort Summer's time, our people gradually having worked their way out up today. Our Navajo people are getting to realize what is in front of them, and they are now in a better way of living, which it is best for them. They have learned their lesson at Fort Summers. So I'm glad about for some of my people that had learned a way of better living for their people. And there was a score dance last summer, which I was over there during the time of the doings. At this place, there were quite a number of Navajo people was talking, which were leaders of their people. They have been talking about ways of things that they know is the best way to live. So I think we have learned it quite a lot about life, which is best for us. Myself, I'll tell you a little about how I grew up. I have grown up in a rough way. During the time of my early days, I had a rough way of living, which was a good thing too, that it is a hard way of living, but it was worth it. It gave me plenty of exercise what I did in these earlier days. Whenever people didn't have enough ways of exercise, what we had done in the early stages was a lot of ways of Indian ways, which most of them are being forgotten. Navajo people used to have quite a few different kinds of exercise in a way of life. We Navajo people have what you call rolling in the snow. When the first snow comes early in the morning, before sunrise, you take off your clothes and roll in the snow and then come back in. They said this is the way you get tough and stand cold days. This is the way my Navajo people have came about. Even the time of the cold weathers, clothes were very scarce in these days. They were not like we're wearing today, fur coats. They have different kinds of clothing that they used to wear. So, and then we had to run exercise, we call it, early in the morning for sunrise, even if it's cold. We go out without our coats on and run. The first exercise in running, you go as far as a quarter of a mile and back, maybe two times, and then keep adding up every time that you think you can stand it. Stand a breath little better. So finally, without knowing, you can run around 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 or 5 miles. Finally, you don't know how far you run. This is the way our exercise game was. We work among things like this. This is how you get tough, running and rolling in snow and fight with stumps, wrestle with the stumps, see if you could move it. And sometimes you carry big logs around on your shoulder, which is a good exercise. Finally, without knowing, you will be a very tough boy or a tough man. When anybody hits you, you will be feeling like a rock. This is the way the earliest Navajo people has grown in life. In these days, people never heard about pneumonium. They never catch pneumonium because they started